Welcome to From Doubt to Drive, Entrepreneurs Only. Join us on an inspired journey through the ups and downs of successful entrepreneurs. Our hosts, Mario C. Bauer and Florian Schneider, will explore how conquering doubt is essential for entrepreneurs to truly unleash drive. By being a part of our community, you too can learn how to propel from doubt to drive. So tune in, buckle up, and enjoy.
Welcome in our new podcast, From Doubt to Drive. And we consulted with some friends and experts, and everybody told us we should record a why episode. So we need to figure out how to do that, Mr. Schneider.
Absolutely, Mr. Bauer.
Absolutely.
Good morning,
everybody.
To Sri Lanka.
Good morning to Hamburg. So I think for all the listeners who don't know us, I mean, I'm not sure how many will know us. I hope a lot of them will not know us. I think maybe we tell a little bit about ourselves at the beginning. So Mr. Schneider, what do our listeners need to know about you?
What do they know about me? Basically, I'm back where I'm coming from. I'm a studied journalist, but over the past 12 years, together with my friend, Mr. Bauer, we did some jobs in the food service industry. So together with Vapiano or Dr. Oetker, for example, we had quite a journey. And now we are here trying to find our way through our podcast.
Yeah, and it's very exciting because actually right after this Y episode, we're recording our first podcast. Like that's a kind of a try run. And everybody told us that we need to answer some questions for ourselves and for the listeners, basically why we're doing that and why should somebody listen. And when I prepared a little bit and sent Florian some thoughts, I thought like, why are we doing that? And for myself, it was, I'm a podcast addict by myself. I travel so much and most of the time when I run to the plane or when you be in an airport lounge or somewhere in the cab, and you don't want to take a call, you don't want to do your emails and kind of listening to the podcast. And I was always curious to ask the next question. We obviously have our favorites, and I think we all listen to the same podcast, like How I Built This and On Purpose, etc. And then you're listening and you kind of want to ask the next question, but you don't have the chance to ask the next question because you're just a listener. And I thought for me, a big motivation of this podcast is actually to be able to ask the next question because it's very curious to kind of go behind the scenes. And the other thing is also, although I really love some of the podcast format, I always think they stop at a certain level. And I'm not sure why they're doing that. It's kind of you're climbing up a peak together and you're positioning this guest as a hero and in the interview. But then you're suddenly stuck. And when we talked with Florian, we thought, okay, we want to go behind that. We want to see what is behind that the person behind that success, because every entrepreneur, and Florian and me have been there quite a lot, struggles at one moment and has the doubts and has the difficult moments. And we actually want to focus on that difficult moment. That at least for me is a big, big motivation. I don't know, Florian, about yourself, but...
I totally agree. I mean, the name of our podcast is From Doubt to Drive. And I believe doubts, troubles... belong to human life. We all have been there, but usually we don't talk about that so much in podcasts, unless
so easy,
it's some,
no? Just in the therapy session.
Yeah, and I was just about to say, unless it's something with psychology and therapy, but not in in a business context. And this is probably very interesting because doubt actually is part of our business life as well as our personal life. We all face this and... even though we are very positive persons, you and I think it's worth to dig deeper into it and have interesting guests and talk about doubts, but also the silver lining behind it and how they overcome that.
And also what we can learn from that, because I think what is important, even if you don't know this person, if you don't know the industry, I think we can get a learning from every successful entrepreneur. We can get learnings from all the leaders. And one thing is, sometimes when you run a company, when you have an idea, you get stuck somewhere. And you always think, I'm the only person being stuck there. Nobody understands that. I'm so alone. etc. And I think, especially in this moment, to listen to a story of somebody who has been there, done that, overcome it, and come out even stronger, that's a big thing. The other thought what I had is when I prepared for this Why episode was like, I had this thought, I don't know where it came from, but I had this thought that actually preparing for an interview is a little bit preparing for like a date, because also now we have like Florian and me prepared all these notes, and you have like, it's like a, when you go on a date, you have an expectation. You pick the restaurant, you dress up, you think like how the evening will go, and then the other person shows up, the date, and suddenly you're in the unknown, because suddenly you have another person to dance with and to interact with. And it's, you don't know when you start the date where it's going to end. We all have obviously a target where it should end, but we don't know. And I think that's the same when you interview. You start that, and it's all built about the trust and the relationship you're able to build, which is not so easy if you do that over Zoom. So for me, it's a really interesting journey, because most of the time when you start a meeting or when you start a project, you know exactly how you're going to end. But now, the next guest we're going to have, we have no idea how it's going to end. We know more or less how we're going to start, but we don't know how it ends. And especially for me, as I'm a very curious person, that's something which really thrives me and motivates me actually to do that.
Yeah, that's true. And we have only one shot. I mean, if you're talking about a date, you can at least do it maybe again.
That's true. But I think what could save us, Florian, is that we don't have to air it. Now, I mean, if we don't like this episode, we just kill it and don't air it and pretend that we haven't pushed the record button. By the way, did you push the record button?
I did. I'm well prepared.
We're safe on that. What else was your why, Florian?
I think, especially in our industry, I mean, everybody remembers how hard the food service industry was hit by COVID over so many years, starting in 2020. And a lot of us suffered quite a lot. And everything which follows, inflation, staff shortage, actually just accumulated and made it more difficult. So I believe that a lot of our guests will have some troubles. And even though maybe they're not told them so much in public as they hopefully do with us now, there should be big learnings for everybody in. And I think this will be very, very challenging in a way to find a common ground where people actually open up and talk about it. But I believe if they talk about it and if they open up, it's going to be a great lesson to learn for everybody who listens.
Are you an entrepreneur experiencing growth pains? Your business is expanding rapidly, but you're grappling with obstacles such as people, structure, or funding. Perhaps it's time to challenge your current approach, seek other perspectives, and to discover new tactics to overcome these hurdles. Come and join our seminar, Navigate Uncertainty with Confidence, your retreat, reset, restart, Sri Lanka, from the 7th to the 14th of September. For more information, please visit www.fromdoubttodrive.com. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, 100%. And I think one other thing, and that's probably the common theme between the other podcast which I've done a couple of years ago, actually before COVID, the teddy bear is everywhere. The people who follow me know this teddy bear story, and I cannot tell it now. I mean, maybe we can do a separate episode on it. But what always fascinated me is the Schwellenangst, and that's a very funny German word, and basically it means the fear of threshold and borders. And when you are an entrepreneur, so when you're a human being, but this is now a podcast about entrepreneurs, you have a lot of situation where you stand in front of a difficult situation, and you know what's going to happen if you don't take it, but you don't know what's going to happen if you take that. And you have this Schwellenangst, and you have all these voices in the right ear and in the left ear and saying, take this decision, take it not, take it not. And as long as you are in this comfort zone, although you may be suffering, it's painful, it's still the known. And behind the Schwelle is the unknown. And it's so difficult for people or for human being to step over this threshold. And for me, it was always fascinating also to read about all how the fairy tales and the stories of a Walt Disney movie also develop, because you always have a hero, and to establish the hero, he always needs to suffer at one point. And when he suffers, he has this big obstacle in front of him, and it could be a big mountain or a dangerous river or whatever it is in the fairy tale. And then he has this fear to go over that threshold. And once he's over, then we always have the hero established. And I think we always forget to look close enough on that moment. What is in the head, in the mind, in the heart? What worries do people have, entrepreneurs, when they are in that situation? And I really hope that this podcast format, hopefully, we both are able to really extract that learning off that difficult moment. Because if we nail that, and if we find a common theme and a red line of how do people get over that Schwellenangst, and how do people restart, recalibrate in that situation? If we kind of find out tips and tricks and learnings, then I think we can be very helpful to entrepreneurs out there.
Absolutely. And at the end, it is a little bit, our podcast is also a little Schwellenangst, so to speak, because
100%.
Our guests, and they are all very successful entrepreneurs, they have to open up. But I think it's very important also to point out that it's not about blame or shaming or failure per se. It's also about opportunities and what lies behind it. No, it should be more about hope and confidence when we start talking to them, and as we said, helping others to learn and overcome those fears, overcome roadblocks, and see what's behind it and what possibilities and opportunities at the end are possible if you did make that big step towards the light and out of the dark. So it's going to be very exciting, I guess.
That's true. So Florian, now as this is the first recording, let's look forward. If we have, let's say, 15-20 recordings, what would make you proud? So what's our kind of mission, vision here? What do we try to achieve besides having coffee and talking to each other and having interesting guests? What's in for you? What do you like to achieve with that?
At the end, I mean, everybody, our guests, but also me personally, I face doubts every day in a way. And as I said in the beginning, I'm actually a very optimistic, positive mind, but still I fear. And still I doubt, and to learn from others helped me a lot in the past and will also help me in the future. So I'm even though I'm one of the hosts of this show, I'm also a listener and learner out of it. And at the end, what is in for me is hopefully the same what is in for all those who are listening, that we just learn from great careers, from great lives, from the experience of others, and transform that into our daily life. That's it, basically. At the end, you can say it's also let's have a successful podcast. But I believe it's more the interaction with the guests and the learning out of it.
Mm. I think for me it's the same, plus more nuance. It's really this, hopefully, this community around us. And I'm not sure we're going to have a feeling on how many people are going to listen to that and how many people will really be that community. But whatever or how many ever there are, I really think what would be curious is if you guys help us and give us input. Because Flora and me put in a lot of thoughts, but at the end of the day, we're just two. And we put our heads together and say, this is a direction we should go, and these are the guests we should have. So I think there's two things we're gonna ask you, dear community. First of all, if you can write us with really honest feedback. I think Florian and me can handle honest feedback. Tell us what's good about it. Tell us what's bad about it. Tell us how we can change, adopt, learn. What you'd like us to ask, what you'd like us to dig deeper, and also give us guests lists. Because what we're trying to do here, we start with the hospitality industry and food industry, because that's kind of our friends and families. That's our ecosystem, as we call it. So at the moment, at the beginning of that journey, we want to focus on that industry. because we believe in that industry, in our network of friends and family, we can get really, really great speakers, and hopefully you're going to listen to them soon. But give a suggestion about what to do different, how to invite, because we want to strengthen the community. I think it's also a little bit a two-way street. If you give us a chance, I think for me, you're capable and fast learners, just tell us what to do better. And we will try to adopt that as fast as possible.
What is the second point?
The second point is give us input, honest feedback, and give us guest lists.
Okay.
Because we have no list. We want to do one episode every week, we said. And if I look in our list, I think we have now 20, 30 names. So far, we have been really, really lucky that a lot of them confirmed. So we're not telling you a lot now. But we're going to have the heroes of our industry very soon here in the podcast. And let us know who else we should get. So what else, Florian?
I think that's
it. Are we ready to go?
We are ready to go for our first guest to come in a couple of hours.
First guest to come. So we're not going to tell that now, but just click on the next episode, follow us, give us a chance, listen to us, tell us what we should do better, and see you soon. That's it for now.
That's it. Yeah.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. We hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as we did. But sharing is not just caring. It is also empowering. So recommend this podcast to fellow entrepreneurs who might need a dose of inspiration. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you'll never miss out on future episodes. Thank you for being part of the community from Doubt to Drive, Entrepreneurs Only. Mario and Florian are already gearing up for the next episode. Until then, stay tuned, stay driven, and we'll be back next week.